Hello and welcome to another episode of The Barefoot Shepherdess, a podcast by Mint and Thistle. If you're in the northeast of the United States right now, and I know a lot of you aren't, but if you are, you're probably experiencing a nor'easter right now. If you don't know what a nor'easter is, it's really windy, very snowy, and generally kind of gross. It means my horses are inside and they're very unhappy about it. And it means that there's a snow day, which is the only type of day I have that I can actually do nothing or do anything, which is exactly the topic of this episode today. So thanks for joining. Let's tuck in. It might seem like I do a ton of things. And in fact, it's really easy to think everybody else is doing all the things. So I do a lot of posting about what I do, from adventuring and traveling and animals and photography and writing and all these things and yoga and whatever. So it might seem like I do everything, but the reality is I don't. I have 10 million projects and even more ideas, and I do have my hand in a variety of topics, different projects. I know a little about many things. For sure. And there's definitely a method to my madness. I do get a lot of things done, but I certainly don't do it all. And I just want to talk about that because it might seem that way, and not just about me, but on social media in general, that everybody else is doing all the things. And it's just patently false. So one quick tip that I have for you is to axe accounts that make you feel lesser than, like you're not accomplishing things. No one can do it all. But you can do a lot of things, and I want to talk a little bit about that. First of all, let's talk about support a little bit. So you might see posts about my farm, and I need you to understand that it's not just my farm. In fact, it's actually mostly my family's farm. My parents run it with my sister. We don't even live near it anymore. And when I did live near it, I was more involved on the marketing side of things than the actual like farming side of things. I was the sheep midwife, still am. But I wasn't out there every morning feeding cows and 25 pigs and all these things. So understand that there's context to the things that you're seeing. So I did become an expert in specific pieces of that farm, though. So for example, I am the expert midwife at our farm when it comes to shepherding, no doubt. And also when it comes to going around and traveling and doing photography, I don't bring my kids with me. Behind that photography is my husband taking over my children when I'm gone. So, you know, just understand the context. Behind my photography is a job that I go to Monday through Friday that supports part of my mission. I don't do it all, but I do a ton of stuff. And here's how I do get the most of the day. I work my support network, like I just mentioned. But on a micro scale, like day to day, for example, today, I've got a pretty long list of things I need to do, and I'm going to get them all done. And again, the list, let's emphasize the list. Day to day, I make a list. It's a realistic list. I used to make really huge lists, and those just bummed me out because I could not accomplish all of those things. I set my sights way too high, and I would disappoint myself. I now make shorter ones, shorter lists that are more to the point, and they balance both my family and my personal passions. They're much shorter, and I forgive myself if I fall short. The day-to-day list sort of dovetails into the larger list in terms of the long term and the bigger picture. So for me, I'm a photographer, I'm a storyteller, I'm an educator. All of those things sort of go hand in hand with my bigger picture. My bigger picture is I want to keep traveling the world and telling stories. I still have a list of all the things that need to go into that, like a gear list that I want to buy and all the different shoots that I want to do and places I want to go. But above that big list, there's a mission statement at the top. And if the project or idea that I've just come up with or I'm going to start working on doesn't move the needle toward that mission, I just don't do it. And I call that killing your darlings. It's really hard to kill your darlings because some of them are awesome. But if it doesn't jive with your current reality and like your current mission, put it in a third someday list and keep it on your back burner if you want to. But know that right now it doesn't help you. So for example, for me, I have a ton of ambitions, but I can only work on one or two at a time for multiple reasons. First of all, I get stressed. But second of all, it doesn't move the needle. So for an example, for me, like, weddings make me a ton of money as a photographer. They do not move my needle any closer to my main goal. So I stopped doing them. It was a lot of money that I'm throwing away, but it's made so much more space for other things, like the things I'm curious about, the things that are actually currently contributing to my success. One thing to know about yourself is what drives you. Like, know your mission, first of all. And second of all, what drives you? What makes you tick? What makes you want to get to that mission? Because I guess I could become a prolific wedding photographer if I really wanted to, but I don't care about it. It doesn't get me excited. I'm not curious about it. I don't, you know, my friend Linda is like outrageously passionate about wedding photography, and I think that's awesome, but I really don't love it. So I just don't do it. I axed it. Like, give yourself permission to say no to things, to say, look, I thought I wanted to do that, but now I don't, and here's why. For me, knowing how I tick is knowing about my curiosity. So for me, I love humans and I love stories and composition and light and the world around me, including the environment and its story. People. I ask questions. That's what I do. And so my mission, being an international storytelling documentary photographer, which I'm doing already, really stands on a foundation of being radically curious. And that's how I operate. I don't operate from a quota standpoint. Some people are quantitative like that. Like, I want 30 shoots this year. For me, I'm more qualitative. Like, I want to tell a great story. So I pursue things, and like, to tell a good story, I think you have to pursue things that you know nothing about. Like, so for me, the reason it seems like I know all sorts of things or a lot about a lot of things is because I'm just constantly asking questions and constantly pursuing things I know nothing about because I'm curious about them. So if I could give you a few pieces of advice in terms of accomplishing things you want to do and feeling good at the end of the day about moving your needle towards your mission, is understand that you literally cannot do it all. No one can do it all. So first and foremost, accept that. Handle it with grace. Treat yourself with patience. Next, I would definitely encourage you to have a mission statement and make sure every project you do moves that needle toward your goal. Literally write the mission statement down and then write all the things you're trying to do. And if those things do or do not align, keep them or move them as necessary. And kill your darlings and all the things that don't serve you. Just get rid of them. Get rid of shitty Instagram accounts. Get rid of projects that aren't going to move your needle. Things that don't get you excited or drive you crazy, don't do them. Axe it. If you don't want to do a Snapchat for your business because it's not exciting for you, don't do it. Break the rules. Only do things that light you on fire. I got to drive your soul. Like, it's got to really light you the fuck on fire. And if I've learned one thing in my short life, it's that if this thing doesn't light you on fire, you ought not to do it. We just don't have time. And lastly, just be kind to yourself. None of us are actual superheroes, like I said, and it can really seem that way, but if you're just slowly, incrementally moving that needle, you're moving that needle. You know, just understand that your goals are achievable, but it's going to take time, and you cannot do it alone. Lean on your network. And prioritize. So, coming from one person who does so many things to another, I hope this has helped. I hope that you are moving your needle. I hope you write a mission statement right now, even if it's just for like parenting. What's your mission statement for parenting? Is what you're doing moving your needle towards your goals as a parent, as a partner, as a professional? Really think about it that way, I think. Doesn't have to be for creatives only. It can be anything. So anyway, let me know what you guys think. I hope that this is helpful, and we'll talk soon. Pip, pip.